Hello.
Hey, David, this is Josh speaking from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely great. Thank you so very much for asking. So I am just calling you for the project updates that I received your feedback on the social media calendar as well. So thank you so very much for that. At the same time, we're working on the website as well. And one more thing that I was willing to add on the website was so that we can gauge more audience. I am having the first chapter attached. Just like you go on Amazon and you see whenever you click on read sample, you do see that you are able to view a couple of pages of your books. So same way, I am adding the first chapter on the website. So if anyone is willing to purchase the book, they can just click on that chapter and they can read the first chapter. And from there onwards, if they need to read further, they can just click on buying the book. So how does that sound?
That sounds great.
Perfect, perfect. So before I make any such changes, I just wanted to get on call with you and update you the same, because at times the client do not want this. Perfect. And at the same time, I worked with the team as well. I'm having few animations and everything. So by tomorrow, you're going to see some more developments on the website. And Rafael updated me on you adding the purchase option on your website as well. So that is something that the team is working on as well. Just a quick thing that I wanted to discuss with you as well. Since you are having your purchases and the sales option added on the website, there's one must thing that everything, all the payment that you're receiving, those are all secure. So we would just need to add the Norton security option, just like you see those antiviruses option. So same way, if any of the client, they're making the payments or anything like that, all of them are secure. So that is something that we would need to add excessively. That is something that my web development team updated me on. So that is something that we would need to add additionally.
Okay, and what does that run?
Sure. So what happens is basically they add the antivirus software. It's a third-party software that they add to your website. And whenever any client is going ahead to make the payments as well, obviously whenever someone is making payments through different website, or if I am making payments to any author's website or any random website, obviously I need to make sure that the website is safe and secure. So whenever you go on any website, you will see a lock bar on the left, which ensures that the website is secure. So same way, we're going to have those options added to your website so that whenever someone is making a payment as well, they know that the website is secure. But obviously, since it's something that we need to acquire, this would cost around $500 a month. So either we can go ahead and do it in a monthly base, or what we can do is we can accumulate the whole package. So for example, if you are paying each month, it's going to cost you around like $6,000 per year. But if we opt for the bundle, that's going to be priced at $4,000 for the whole year, and you don't have to pay on a monthly basis.
Oh, boy.
I get that, but the thing is that this is something that would help and gauge more audience in terms of the satisfaction level, because obviously you know that as well. Whenever you are going on the website to make any purchase, or whenever you are going on any random website to make a purchase, the first most thing that comes to your mind is the security of the card that you're adding on the website. So that is one more thing that the team suggested, and I wanted to personally get in touch with you and update you on that.
And if I leave it to where they just have to go to Amazon or somewhere else, then I don't know. I'm more inclined to do that because I just don't have the money right now. So
okay, the issue is that whenever you are obviously, you know what the benefit of selling books through your own website is. The benefit is that you get to earn
get
more
money,
profit.
Yeah.
Yep. So in the longer run, obviously, whatever money you spend, you try to cater that back and you grasp the market. So the more website traffic that you have, that's going to be more beneficial for you. So it's more of sort of like one-time investment where you can gauge your more audience. And usually what people see is, for example, even when you go on Amazon, the print-on-demand setup, that is not available to everyone. For example, if I am ordering the book in Ohio, or if I am ordering the book in there are some region where the printing facility might delay as well. Whenever you buy a book or any product on Amazon, you might see that option where it says stock out or stock not available. Same is the case with books as well. if you go to buy a book in certain region, if they don't have any printing facility over there, then they might tell you as well that the book is out of order for now and it can be added later. But the beneficent or the beneficiary of your website would be that even in such cases, people can be redirected to your website and from there they can purchase the book as well. So that is one advantage for you. So I can understand that obviously it is a cost, but what happens is in the longer run, this is something that would help you out. So that's just one thing.
What? How easily accessed is my website going to be to the public?
That's a very good question. One thing that I personally am thinking on, David, is I'm trying to make sure, or if I'm trying to work on this, this is something that I've been working for 2 days, and today also I'm going to get on call with Amazon just to check if we can have your website. You see that about the author or the book description on Amazon. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to have your website added over there as well. So whenever someone goes on that particular website on Amazon, they can see your website as well. So I'm trying to work on that, and if that is successful, we can have that would reach your website further, because obviously if I am going on Amazon and I see that, hey, I think my book is, or hey, I think that this author has a website as well, I would rather prefer buying it from the website, because obviously it's going to cost me a bit less cents as compared to what he's selling on Amazon. So this is something that I personally am working on to make sure, and the reason for me working on this is to make sure that Amazon does not pause a ban or something like that, because obviously we're advertising our website as well. So this is something that I would need an hour or two to confirm, but I'll keep you posted on that. And in terms of, apart from that, obviously we're working on your marketing as well, so your website obviously is reaching through marketing as well, and we can run further paid ads as well to boost your website further.
Okay. Let me think about it.
Sure. You can take your time. You can take your time. And
yeah,
whenever you come to any decision or if you need any help, I'll personally get in touch with you as well. And I'm going to update Rafael as well so that he's on board. And I give him a brief, but I'll update him about the call as well. So if there's something that he can do or if he can just have it added and do anything from his end, I'll have him take care of that. All right?
Okay. And how are we doing on the script?
The script is going well. Yep, the script is going well. I did ask the team for the progress as well. Let me check on that as well. Give me a brief moment.
Sure.
And how's your day going so far, David?
Oh, pretty good, I think.
Glad to hear that.
When is
the
script due?
Feedback.
The end of December? Go ahead.
It is approximately somewhere in December, yep. Because as of now, the team is around 80 pages. And total, we have like 123 pages. So we're more than halfway there already. And we shared the feedback with the team last Thursday or Friday. And it is expected for the draft to be shared by Friday. And as soon as I get the draft, I'm going to share that with you.
Okay. All right. So maybe I'll expect something on Friday. All right, good.
Perfect. And would there be anything else that I can help at this point of time?
No, I don't think so. I just need to give that some thought a little bit, and then we'll see.
Perfect. Absolutely, David. Take care of yourself. Hope you have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.